Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and greetings from Union Presbyterian Seminary. Especially in this area, I like to highlight that we are in Richmond, but we are also in Charlotte. Y'all are just past that middle ground here in Greensboro, and actually do have several of our Charlotte students in your area. So I'm really, really excited to be here today. I met Mark almost a year ago in interim training right before he accepted the call here. I want to say it was almost a week later that I saw that happening. And so it's really exciting to be here. And as he said, I did spend many, many nights back in the fellowship hall with Campus Ministries back in the day. I graduated in 2010. And I would like to say, whether you realize it or not, y'all have shaped the lives of many, many, many students and sent several of us to seminary. It was in your fellowship hall that someone from Pittsburgh came and talked to us, and I realized maybe that seminary idea wasn't awful and ended up in seminary, and now I am here not as a college student looking for an activity, but as a pastor, and a lot of it is because of y'all very indirectly, but you gave us that space. And it is appreciated if you have not heard that from anyone from my generation of campus ministries. Before I get going, I do want to let you know there are several ways you can be involved in Union other than having us come here. As I met Mark through our Leadership Institute last year, that's a program not just for pastors, but for any congregational leaders. If you are interested in any kind of class, you can go. We had interim training, but there's stewardship, and coming up in March, there's going to be something about race relations and all types of other things. And so I invite you to check that out on our website. And the other best resource for you, which may or may not be, it is not on your bulletin insert, but it's Facebook. We have a very active Facebook page. And actually later this week, your congregation will be featured on that Facebook page every week. I write a blog in our congregational corner featuring a congregation, and y'all will be featured. We also have access to an Advent devotion. Advent is less than a month away now. Prepare yourselves, and you can subscribe to that through our Facebook page as well. So we have several resources and ways for you to be involved, and I'm right down the road in Durham if you ever need anything from the school. But we are here to worship the Lord, and so I invite you to join me in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we celebrate your name and we praise you and thank you for this beautiful day to gather together once again. We pray that you will be with us in this time and in this space so that we might hear and receive your word in a new and beautiful way. We ask all this in your Son's name. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning comes from Hebrews chapter 12, and it's verses 1 through 2, and then jumping to 12 through 15. Listen now for the word of the Lord. So then, let's also run the race that is laid out in front of us, since we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us. Let's throw off any extra baggage, get rid of the sin that trips us up, and fix our eyes on Jesus' faith, on Jesus, faith's pioneer and perfecter. He endured the cross, ignoring the shame for the sake of the joy that was laid out in front of him, and sat down at the right side of God's throne. So strengthen your drooping hands and weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet so that if any part is lame, it will be healed rather than injured more seriously. Pursue the goal of peace along with everyone, and holiness as well, because no one will see the Lord without it. Make sure that no one misses out on God's grace. This is the word of the Lord. This text from Hebrews, for some reason, has always kicked off our seminary school year. The first time that I heard it preached about was in Watts Chapel on the very first day of summer Greek, and I did not realize what type of race I was really about to run. It was an exhausting one. However, in that sermon, our chaplain, Edna Baines, stood up in this gorgeous pulpit and called our attention to the balcony around Watch Chapel. And y'all have the rectangle panes. Our panes in Watch Chapel have a little carving at the top, and it almost makes it look like a little person. And Edna told us that every time she enters Watch Chapel, she looks up at the balcony, and she's reminded of all of the people that helped us to get there. All of the students, all of the professors, all of the pastors that not only helped to form Union Presbyterian Seminary, but form the church as a whole. And after that, I'd go in there at night and play trumpet. I would go in there and study and pray and just relax. And I always felt comforted by this great cloud of witnesses around me. Now today, the church is celebrating All Saints Sunday. It might seem like it was a week ago that we had All Saints Day on November 1st, on Tuesday. But today we are celebrating and remembering all of those who have gone before us and helped us to get here. And as I thought about that, as I thought about this sermon, I thought about Watch Chapel. And then on Wednesday night in my preparations, on campus, we hosted a huge party to kick off our campaign, and we walked through Richmond Hall. And if you're not familiar with our campus, Richmond Hall is where our students used to live. It has been under renovation for a year and a half. As we walked through, I was with several different generations of alums, and we all started pointing out, that's where I studied. That's where I slept. I teared up when I saw my room is now a hallway. It does not exist. It probably should have been a hallway to start. It was so small. But it has changed, and it's gorgeous. And I started thinking, this is it. This is the sermon. This is the thinking about what has happened, and this is what is going to move us forward. I saw where my bed was. I saw where my friends wrote their papers and where we watched movies. And I saw where our next students will do the same. And hopefully even more. And so today, as we remember those who have gone before us, the great cloud of witnesses, I pray that we can read this text in a new light, that we can give thanks for those who have gotten us here, those who have led the way, those who have gone through more struggles than we can ever imagine, and celebrate all of that, but also begin to move forward. I pray that we can look at the world around us and be comforted, knowing what we have learned, knowing what we have seen, knowing that we have been shown God's grace in a way that we may not even realize through these people who have followed us. And I pray that as we remember these people, we will find a renewed comfort and focus, seeking ways to live out all of those lessons that we have learned. And as we remember and look forward into this new life we are leading, I pray that we are able to place our focus on the one who really got us here, the one who got our ancestors here from the very beginning. Jesus Christ, and even before Jesus came to us, God. This week we are moving forward. We're looking back, but we are moving forward. In case you haven't heard, on Tuesday there's an election. It's a little important. It's going to change our world. It's going to change everything we live, whoever wins. I'm not even going to say names right now. We're moving forward in the sense we're getting rid of those jack-o'-lanterns that are still sitting on our front steps from last Monday. We are moving forward as we look for coupons, for turkeys, for the holidays coming up. I've talked to several of you, and this congregation is moving forward. Discussions have begun about what this next part of your interim phase is going to look like. What is your church going to look like when Mark leaves you? The challenge we find in this morning's text is not necessarily remembering the great cloud of witnesses. We are really good at that. We do nothing but remember, it seems. The challenge comes in how we move forward, How do we move forward while remembering those and honoring those who have gone before us? A thought that I had earlier this week was simply, would our predecessors want us to stick with what they have done, or would they want us to add our voices to it? Sometimes I think we're stuck. We're only thinking about what they did and not celebrating what we can do. In just a few moments, we're going to gather around the Lord's table. We each come to this table with our own losses, our own fears, our own opinions, our own stories, our own praises and celebrations. We're each coming from our own race that we are running outside of this building. Some of us are in first place because we exercise a whole lot. Some of us are barely getting across that starting line. But we are coming as a community with a shared story that converges here in this sacred space. And we are seeking to honor that community while adding each of our own voices. The beauty of coming to this table, especially in this time of remembering and moving forward, especially in a time that is breaking our country apart, is that no matter what story we bring with us, each of us is nourished. Our fears and our worries, our brokenness, it's all gone. We are joined with one another in probably the most divisive time in our history. But we come to a meal that unifies us. It is prepared for us already. We don't have to clean our house or find a coupon for this meal to exist. We're going to come tired and weary, but we're going to leave full and satisfied. And we're going to leave together, remembering and renewed. Today, I find hope that in our remembering, and as I am reminded, we are not the first to take this journey. We are not the first to battle elections. We are not the first to battle congregational changes. It's been done for thousands of years. And if they didn't mess it up, we're not going to mess it up. We might make a little bump, but that's about it. Today, I find hope that at this table, each of us, whether we love Black pastors or are excited to see what's next, or both, whether we're voting Democrat or Republican, whether we are totally ignoring our family over the holidays or welcoming them into our homes, each one of us is going to find grace at this table, a grace that is shared without restraint. This grace, this hope, this remembering, this is what carries us forward. This is what carries us forward into the holidays, into your next phase of ministry. Our focus on Christ's presence in our life today has and will always unify us when it seems that we are completely broken. And so together, in the midst of loss and elections and cleaning and preparing, together at the starting line and at the finish line, we are together the whole way of this race. And as we stand together, as we find unity in this brokenness, as we find peace in remembering, God's grace at this table does transcend all. Just as it always has. God's grace will heal us and lead us forward. And so as we remember and as we prepare, we celebrate with the psalmist who declared, "Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing God's praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel celebrate its maker. Let Zion's children rejoice in their king. Let them praise God's name with dance. Let them sing God's praise with the drum and lyre. Because the Lord is pleased with his people, God will beautify the poor with saving help. Let the faithful celebrate with glory. Let them shout for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouths and the double-edged sword in their hands. To get revenge against the nations and punishment on the peoples, binding their rulers in chains and their officials in iron shackles, achieving the justice written against them. That will be an honor for all of God's faithful people. Praise the Lord. And so no matter where you are in the race, no matter who you vote for, have voted for, no matter if you find a perfect turkey or not, no matter if you are tired and broken or ready to spring up and do a new thing, remember those who have come before you and shaped the church, shaped this congregation. Honor them and remember that they have shown us no mistake is going to completely ruin this. Remember those who have come before us sharing God's love with each of us and teaching us how to share it in our own unique way. Look forward to the new things that are happening. Look forward to the possibilities that are being created. Look forward to the beauty that lines your path. Look forward so that those running with you can find strength with you, can look at what you're looking at and share their story about it. And we will all finish together, bathed in the beauty of God's grace. May it be so today and always. Amen.